Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the American Idol reunion at the Queerty Awards, our thoughts on the new Ariana Grande and Kacey Musgraves albums, the US government's TikTok ban, the birth of the new superhero, the radioactive pussy, and which celebrity was spotted during our margarita night out with Mamrie and Grace from This Might Get Weird. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, hello!
Oh my god, guess what it is?
It's time.
It's your birth week.
Oh, it is my birth week. This week, happy. I turned 35.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, 3-5?
3-5.
Damn.
Yes. Get into it.
Oh my god.
I could run for president.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling, well, I don't want to die. So that's like a plus.
Hey, we'll always celebrate that.
You have to, because some years you do want to, you know, or do you know?
I was watching this TikTok, and this girl was like, her friend was all, if you had three genies wishes, what would you wish for? And she said her first wish would to be to have anything that she had previously wished for in her life. And her friend was like, ooh, bad. What about those times you wished you were dead?
Yeah. Retweet.
And the girl was like, I've never done that. And then she like looked at her friend.
Yeah, it's always surprising to me when people lead, happy, fulfilling lives, well, undisturbed by their own brains.
I love to laugh.
Well, you know, that is a reason to celebrate. Well, hey, let's do it today.
Hey,
what?
I really came into this thinking that I didn't have anything to talk about, but I do.
Okay. Wow, you're really selling the episode right off the bat. Go on.
So last week, the Grey's Anatomy premiere, I thought.
In the spirit of Ariana, I'm trying to yes and go.
I thought, so there they were. So the problem on Grey's Anatomy was the two of the interns were trapped in the back of a ambulance bed that was parked in a out of control knockoff Waymo, which is like the robo cars that we have here, was all going out of control and ramming the ambulance over and over, and they were all like, well, this is the world if we get automatic cars. And I thought, can you not? I thought, how are these hurting you? I thought Grey's Anatomy against
these
Waymo,
medical
in its
these
20th
medical
season?
Interns.
That's what you have a question about.
No, what is George O'Malley up to?
He's been dead. He dead. He died. He's rotten. He's
spoiler.
He's been already, I did see a post the other day that was like all episodes of Grey's Anatomy now on Hulu, and it was all, if you watch every episode from start to finish, it'll take more than 12 full days.
Jesus Christ.
And I thought, how nice to know that I've spent 12 days of my life watching Grey's. And not even counting the ones I've watched twice.
Okay.
And that's what you missed on Grey's.
Okay, cool. Hey, speaking of RIP, because didn't you say somebody died? Oh, George O'Malley.
Yeah.
Speaking of death, we have a new entry for Psycho
Ghosty
Daddy Ghosty of the Year.
Psycho Daddy of the Year.
Ghosty, honorable Ghosty.
Is she giving Daddy long legs?
She is. So. Well, yes. If you were to sing at a funeral, what song would you sing?
Yes and.
Oh. Okay, sure. Well, the inventor of the karaoke machine has passed.
No. Are you for real?
Yes, it's true. It's true.
I have to text my family.
Their name is Shigichi Nagishi. The inventor of karaoke has died at age 100. They automated the sing-along and earned the enmity. Girl, what is the word enmity? Tell me to stop reading this tweet. Of performers? What is enmity? No.
Babe.
Well, they invented the karaoke machine and he's gone.
At 100 because he fell. Now that sounds like...
Oh, he fell?
The Japanese businessman died on January 26th after a fall.
Fall. Well?
Well... Rip to him.
Well,
pour one
rip
out.
Rip to him.
Thanks for making singing fun.
Is it?
I like singing.
I do like singing, but I don't like karaoke. I'm not going to lie to you.
I like karaoke in a bar when everyone's singing along. You think I'm going to go to a room with like 10 people? No. I don't want to see the 10 of you sing over and over again.
There needs to be some unspoken rules, because I don't want to bring up the rules.
Such as
the rules I think the rules need to be this. You cannot force anybody in the room to participate.
Yes, that's my rule with everything. Unfortunately,
it needs to be said.
Unless it's a shoes-on orgy.
Shoes-on orgy? Shoes-off karaoke?
Do you think everyone at the shoes on orgy has to participate or no?
In keeping their shoes on or
in the yoink. Wow.
I don't know. There's some people who like to just sit and watch, I guess.
True. Good for them.
Every sporting event needs a cheerleader. So if somebody wants to be the applause, or really the hype man,
hey.
it's kind of nice. You kind of need that sometimes.
Speaking of sitting and watching,
no, I have more rules for karaoke.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm ready.
You are not allowed to do back to back songs.
The same person.
The same person.
Well,
sorry.
Hold on. I agree with
that. It's called Read the Room.
I agree with that. And I think that's much less likely to happen when you're at a bar where it's like open versus when there's 10 people in a room. Lord knows there's two people who are singing back to back going through the whole phone book, honey.
Yeah.
Again, that's why I don't like the room.
What else? Those are my rules, I think. Don't fuck it up. What?
Do you know who's not afraid to sit and watch?
Who?
So there I was watching TikTok.
And this
girl said she went into the hair salon to get her hair done. And she was sitting there waiting. And the lady comes over and says, "All right, your stylist is just about ready. I'm just going to wash you real quick, and then we'll get you over to your stylist." And she's like, "Okay." And she goes in and sits down, and the lady's like washing her hair, and everybody's like, all the other staff's like looking at her like, what is going on? And finally, the manager comes over, and she's like, "Excuse me, what are you doing?" And the girl was like, "Me?" And then she was talking to the girl washing her hair. It was just some stranger who walked in and like pretended to work there and started washing her hair. What would you do?
I would accept the hair cleaning, and I would hope that she's also massaging my scalp. It's not my business who's doing it.
She said this person said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry," and ran out of the building.
Incredible. Incredible. We need more mischief makers like this. You know, I think this is a perfect example of chaotic neutral. It's neither good nor bad. It's just chaotic. In fact, I almost lean toward this is chaotic good, because what are they doing except, I was about to praise their unpaid labor and, you know, but that's probably not the best thing. If they're volunteering at the local hair salon, what's wrong with that?
if you just really like washing people's hair, I mean, maybe get a job doing that at a salon. Don't sneak in.
Oh my gosh. Did you see, I did see a TikTok of this girl who was, it was a brand deal. So it was kind of like womp womp because like, you know, but she was acting like she worked at Target for a full 8-hour shift, just putting things away or and stuff like that. But it was not a Target brand deal. She like gave away like, I don't even know what she, like, you know, a gift card to something else. It was something unrelated. But people were like, don't cosplay as like something that is people's jobs and like do it for fun for a TikTok and for your capitalism brand deal.
You know, but, I'm all against people filming shit inside of any of the stores.
Pranks. I agree with that.
Go home.
With that said, I am not going to lie to you. I feel like it would be the most fun day the two of us could have.
What?
To put on red shirts and khakis and put things away at Target. Secretly, undercover or something like that. Well, don't you think we would have fun?
Well,
I mean, it's just for the one day.
Well, you believe...
I like to organize. What's wrong with that?
Now, you know that I get a big problem when there's someone at a Target working and they're not wearing like a true red. And they're wearing
so you can color like match, maroon, Corey.
And they're wearing like a maroon. This just really bothers me. Like, I'm like checking out and there they are ringing me up in a maroon. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we had a busy week last week.
Did we? What did you do? I did a lot.
You were in town, and we got dinner with Grace and Mamrie.
I did see you last week, didn't I?
Yes.
Hey, remember when we got Mexican food right next to Adrian Brody?
Yeah, I was there.
He was serving hot. So we were with a big honker.
Okay. We went to go to a restaurant that we do enjoy. And one of the reasons that I really enjoy it is they walk around with a big camera and they'll take a picture of you and your table and sell it to you for $20 and like a little, you know, like a, what's that hibachi place? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Benihana.
Yeah, like Benihana. They'll go around and take a picture of your group and sell you the framed picture in like this like flimsy frame, you know? Well, this restaurant does that too. And they didn't come around and take my picture. I was fully prepared to spend, well, it's like $20. But I have like pictures from the past of that place of like me and my mom and Mamrie and, you know, like the crew over there. So I was ready to buy an update and they did not deliver. I was very sad about that.
Mama, kudos for saying that, for spilling.
Shut up. No, it was so good to see Grace and Mamrie. The last time I saw them, we went to Cheesecake Factory. And when we knew you were coming to town, we were like, oh, the girls need to get together.
Well, listen, I was nervous because, you know, my birthday was the week before that, and I went to Cheesecake Factory for my birthday, and then I thought y'all were going to make me go to Cheesecake Factory, and then I thought I was going to have had Cheesecake Factory twice in a week, and I was just like,
damn. You know what? We didn't tell our waiter that it was your birthday. Well, it wasn't your birthday.
Well, sometimes they give a little wiggle room.
I was ready for it, whatever the snack may have been, perhaps a baby churro. Perhaps,
I don't know. I'm never really looking for that or a flan.
Me neither.
But a banana cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory?
Well,
heard of her?
Dear listeners,
heard of her?
Mamrie and Grace say hi. they say, hey y'all.
Mama, kudos for saying that.
Shut up.
They're spilling. Hey, did you just yell shut up at me?
Speaking of Adrian Brody's, what did you call it? Huge honker?
Yeah.
What are you talking about when you say that?
Nose. Don't you know how noses are all honk, honk?
Well, speaking of huge honkers and what they may indicate about huge something else's.
Yes. And?
Do you even know who Willem Dafoe is?
Yes.
And? I saw a post talking about how he was in a naked scene for a movie and his dick was so big that they had to reshoot it and use a body double because it was confusing everyone in the room.
How can a big old dick confuse anybody?
What do you mean? Well, you know, not everyone's used to it.
What's confusing?
Maybe it took everyone out of the story.
Okay. Yes, and?
So they had to, like, you know, put a little something smaller for the people so that they weren't, like, you know, not listening to the dialogue.
Okay.
What do you know about the Green Goblin?
Hey. Whoa.
Hey, he's the Green Goblin.
Speaking of Green Goblins.
Sure.
Oh, actually, yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Did you hear about the residents in Japan in that one city?
What? Corey, what? What happened?
A cat.
No.
A cat.
No.
A cat.
I won't believe it.
Fell into a toxic vat of chemicals at a manufacturing plant in Japan and then escaped.
This is just like, I don't even know, Spider-Man maybe?
Yes, they're saying it's giving Marvel character origin story, honey.
Okay.
But the residents of Fukuyama were warned to be on the lookout because this cat may now be abnormal. Don't
look. Radioactive.
Pussy.
Pussy. Hold on, I'm writing it down. For the intro, radioactive pussy.
Yes. So some employee showed up to work the next day and saw paw prints going from the vat all over the floor with paw prints shit all the way to the parking lot. And so then they got on the cameras and all that and saw it all go down. What do you think?
And all that, all cat and all that went down?
What do you think?
I think we need to brainstorm names for the cat, for this superhero, whatever they're going to be. The radioactive pussy,
What about Vat Cat?
Vat Cat?
Yes.
Vat Cat.
Watch out, Vat Cat is on the loose, honey.
Mr. Whiskers.
No.
This cat, no, but
where's the cat? Where? Who let the cat out of the vat?
Well, what is the power that they get from the radioactive material? Is this radioactive material? Did I make that up or did you say that?
Well, they said it was like a steel something.
A steel vat cat?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me run some names through AI real quick.
Okay. Well, I mean, radioactive pussy really does hit a nerve for me. I think you could sell a whole franchise on that, and you could get away with it. It could be a comic book. It could be a movie. Radioactive pussy. The radioactive pussy.
They came up with Glow-Iger, Radio Claw, Neutron Whisker, Fission Feline, Atomic Paws, Gamma Furball, Radioactive Rex, Uranium Whiskers.
Atomic Paws is nice. Atomic Paws is nice. Radium Whiskers?
Yeah. Nucleopause, Proton Pouncer, Hazmat Kitty, Fusion Feline, Glow Cat.
Okay. We're gonna sit on that.
Hey, speaking of sitting on things.
Go for it.
What you sitting on?
A chair. What about you?
Yep. Just a good old kitchen chair.
You were in town last week. You had a very busy week. You want to tell me about it?
Well, the 12th annual Queerties were a hit.
Oh, yeah?
If you want to watch, it's streaming on WoW Presents.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw that David Archuleta was there.
Here's what I'll say. My favorite moment of the entire program was David Archuleta's Paula Abdul tribute. It was wonderful.
And Paula was there.
Paula was there in the front row crying. She got up on stage and hugged him, and she was all, oh, we should make a TikTok.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, that would be great for her. You know, you remember the clip from, I don't even know, maybe it was a reality TV show, and she where she finds out that
something
she's no longer.
Something about the Bratz Doll movie. That just came on. They knew I was in the vicinity. TikTok knew I was in the vicinity of Paula Abdul, so they fed me that video literally yesterday.
That was heartbreaking. It was really hard to watch, to be honest, because it was as if the Bratz Doll movie was her biggest dream of all time, and it was like being taken from her, and maybe it was.
Honey, now she's got the Straight Up Ally Award from the Queerties, so God taketh and God delivereth.
I know, that's right.
So, yeah, David's performance was wonderful. I was helping, check people in. So I said hello to a lot of drag queens. I helped Plain Jane tie her VIP wristband on her wrist.
Kudos, Mama. Thank you for saying that.
Yep. She said, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. I said, you're supposed to wear it. She said, how am I supposed to put it on? I said, give me your wrist, honey. I will tie this for you.
Not this meat cute.
No, she probably doesn't even remember it. Unless I tied it so tight she hasn't been able to take off the bracelet for a week and a half.
Okay, who else was there?
Drag queen wise, you name them, we had them.
Anybody wise.
Who do you want to know?
Did you see Leland?
Leland was there. I saw Leland talking to Trixie Mattel when I was walking out.
Okay. Oh, not this inside scoop. You're very much giving. Spotted at the Queerties.
Well, I was walking out because the party was ending, so they were all, get out, go to the after party. And so I was leaving, and I saw Leland talking to Trixie Mattel, and Honey by Troye Sivan was playing over the speakers, and I thought, wow, what a moment.
What a Los Angeles moment. Hollywood is happening.
What a moment.
Are you familiar with the person? Okay, so there was Twitter drama this week of a Dua Lipa stan account,
sure,
versus a Nicki Minaj stan account. You know what I'm talking about?
I sure don't.
When I bring this up, okay, one guy who goes by Jasmine Onika on Twitter.
That's a Nicki fan.
Yeah.
Pull up into Sri Lanka.
And somebody named Pop Song Aesthet, who's the Dua Lipa fan, uh-huh, apparently.
Yeah.
they got into a Twitter fight, okay? And then one
babe, spit it out.
The Dua Lipa fan posted a video and was like, pull up. Okay. But he did it in front of his house and was like, pull up, let's go, let's fight. And then the Nicki Minaj fan, Jasmine Onika, on Twitter, or whatever their username is, David, showed up. And then the cops came. And who's in the right, who's in the wrong? He was invited.
So this story really went nowhere.
Well, he showed up and was like, I'm outside your house, let's go, and posted a video. And then it turned into like, you're crazy. How dare you like dox me and come to my house and blah, 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 you know.
Don't post pull up in front of your house if you don't want people to pull up. I guess I'm on the Nicki fan side. Is this how Judge Judy would have settled it?
Oh, my God. Judge Judy was just in the news again. What was it? Oh, I forgot, but I saw it and I thought of you.
Saw somebody pranking their mom that Judge Judy was dead, and you sent me that video.
Oh, that is what it was. Oh, and they did react just like you.
Which was what? Devastation, like realness?
Screaming, crying, devastation. Up. Yes.
Wow.
Hard times.
Hey, did you hear what the government said?
Oh, God.
The government said, we are not covering up aliens. Do you believe them?
Okay. No. Have you ever believed the government about anything?
No. Not after they're banning TikTok. Of all the things going on over here. We're banning. Well, we're banning books and we're banning TikTok.
So what's going on with that is the same thing that happened with Grindr. Grindr was owned by a Chinese company or something, and so then they were like, you need to sell the company to a non-Chinese company because of surveillance issues or GPS surveillance or surveilling or blah blah blah.
But they don't even make our U.S. companies do that for us.
And that
so it's like
meanwhile
only we get to steal your data.
Yeah, so like all of the regulations that don't even exist for all of the U.S.-based companies that track our every move and sell our data without our consent. And then you go look and see just how much stock every congressperson who is trying to pass these laws, how much stock they have in Meta, and who benefits from TikTok being banned. Don't even get me started. Can you believe that people in the U.S. government can just be on the payroll of whatever special interests need legislation passed? I cannot believe that's allowed. And the irony of the only way to stop that from happening is we need people in politics that could propose that and get that bill passed. And it's like that would never happen because the people that would vote on that would never let that happen.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like you posted that the minimum wage in the U.S. has been increased 3 times in the last 20 years, but Congress has voted to increase their wages 11 times in the last 20 years. Anyway. So do you want to talk about...
Do you ever hate it here?
So do you want to talk about Madonna yelling at the person?
Oh, my God. No, I don't. No, but I have another fun... thing. The California government might be banning Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Doritos, and Takis from public schools.
Oh, but Panera's charged lemonade gets to walk in these streets.
No, I don't think they can either. I think they're gone too. I never got a chance to have a Flamin' lemonade or whatever the fuck.
Babe, you are a Flamin' lemonade. Oh,
thank you. Kudos for saying that. Thank you. Thank you for spilling,
thank
mama.
You for spilling, mama. Hey.
I have like 3 more topics, but we don't even have to go there. But
we have 3 more minutes. You hit me with them. You get a minute per topic, and then we're wrapping it up.
Did you like the new Ariana album?
No. Next, and.
What? Oh, I kind of liked it. I kind of enjoyed it. I know it was slow and that's so not for me, but like for what it was, I think I liked it.
It's not for me and that's okay. It's not for everyone. I think I listened to the album straight through. I think it all sounds very one note. I think yes and... so if you listen to the album in order, it's almost jarring when you get to yes and because it's... so out of place compared to everything else is how I felt. But I guess I'm glad that exists because I love that song. Everybody's pushing We Can't Be Friends or whatever it's called, which I like. I'm not wet for it.
Yeah. You know what? I gave it a listen, the whole album, and my big takeaway was, damn, she really is like, fuck you, everyone out there who has got shit to say about me.
Cool.
She's over it.
I think she's been saying that for a few albums.
Oh, has she?
Thank you, next.
I like Bye. I like Supernatural. I like The Boy Is Mine. I like We Can't Be Friends. Those are my faves. And Yes And, of course. But yeah, I agree with you that like it's like that she had this album and then they knew that she needed like a fun single. Yeah.
Next.
But also, I mean, here's my dream, okay, for this album. What they need to do, okay, well, first of all, she released a Supernatural remix with Troy. I think that's a great move. Sounded good. But how are you about to do a The Boy Is Mine reference to Brandy and Monica and not have it be a collab that's going to give us what The Boy Is Mine gave us. The Boy Is Mine was what it was, legendary in the time, in the moment, because it was like a first of its kind legendary crossover collab event. So like my dream is that Ari will release The Boy Is Mine as a single and have a remix that is a feature with another girl who's, and it's going to give us something just as worthy.
Yeah, I wish it would give us something.
Ooh. Okay, well then how was the Kacey Musgraves album for you?
I like it. It's definitely a slower mood. It's definitely a down. I'm still getting used to it because I was traveling all last week, so I didn't get to dedicate as much time as I'd like to music and TV and pop culture last week. Hence why I had nothing to talk about this episode. My early faves. I love Too Good to Be True. She released it a couple weeks ago, so that one's been out. I like Sway. I like Dinner with Friends is my favorite of the new ones that I've heard. Yeah, I'll keep listening. I'm here for it.
I just checked. So the Ari album, I added 4 songs to playlists. The Kacey Musgraves album, I added every song to a playlist.
Good.
So
did you send Cardinal to your mom like I asked you to?
No, not yet, but I will.
Cardinal.
Okay. All right, mama. You know, people are like, I kept seeing people have the critique of she'll never live up to Golden Hour. People really loved Golden Hour. But I'm like, where were y'all? Because she'll never live up to Pageant Material. Let's talk about that. I mean, she will live up to it. But like, if you want to act like she's not going to live up to an album, you're going to say Golden Hour? No. Pageant Material was the one. Go do some research.
Well, here I am on her site looking at her merch now, and these Heart of the Woods shorts have your name written all over them, baby. They're like purple tie-dye. There's a turtle. There's mushrooms. This looks exactly like what you would lounge around
the home. What has to do with me?
They also have
what of that has to do with me?
They also have a deeper well sweater vest, which is giving you circa mid to late 2000s, honey. And it's in a green, which looks good on your skin tone.
Thank you. Green is my color.
Great. Well? Well?
I have one more topic. Do you want it or no?
Well?
Actually, I have five more topics, but we can
you
save them.
You said you had 3 with 3 minutes to go.
I still have 5 more.
Well,
I came in hot today.
I hope they're rollover topics for next season.
I think so. I think they are. I think. Yeah, all of them can be rolled over. Hell. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me listening to music, catching up on TV, recovering from a long week.
Oh, you've got a lot to watch. Are you caught up on all the Drag Race?
I am. That was the first thing I watched, babe. Why do you think I kept saying thanks for spilling, mama?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Because you're a plain Jane stan after you met and fell in love.
Sure am.
All right. Hey, Stardew Valley is releasing an update the day this goes live. So if you want to come hang, I'm going to be playing it probably all day. So come hang on Twitch on Tuesday, the 19th of March. And then my birthday.
Wow.
That's what I'll be up to this week.
I love that for you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.